just like, Angel, are there no ways to enter a VIP area to go to a game? Like,
well, I mean, you have to have a special parking pass.
Yeah, away from the commoners.
There's normally a gated pathway for you.
Yeah.
It has like a concession stand so you can get your own food and stuff. And you know, it's normally safe. There's security guards there. There's important people, family members, executives going up to their suites.
Did they really stuff her, Taylor Swift, into a popcorn crate?
There's a video going around of some kind of backstage stuff at Kansas City, and there's a bunch of people waiting around, and then these two attendants wheel out this big box with looks like, you know, oh, a normal supply box at a stadium.
Yeah.
And one of the fans is saying, oh, she's in there. Like, oh, she's in there. Apparently, they put Taylor Swift in a popcorn box to transport her safely.
Why?
Because,
why?
You know, she's a star. She's a beacon of
I must have seen
women everywhere.
Apparently she was at the Kansas City game.
Mm-hmm. She's apparently maybe dating Travis Kelce. They're not like Facebook official, so I don't know.
I saw clip after clip after clip of her on screen cheering in the stands with Travis Kelce's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question to Patrick Mahomes as soon as the game was over was about her. Come on. That week of hell when Taylor Swift was in Denver, it was so stupid and weird. And it made me mad, but I thought, you know what? She's here, fine. The economy's going to make a little boom. Great, neato. Try to be happy with life. Try to be. It'll go away. I don't have to worry about it anymore. Well, now she's on football. On the most popular team in the country right now.
And, I mean, she may want to go on a couple of road games, and she may end up back
in
Denver.
She comes to Denver, and then they put on a show for her, and she
Well, you might have to see her 2 out of 3 weeks.
Dixon, the popcorn box is brilliant if you think about it. What self-respecting person's like, stuff me in this popcorn box and roll me around?
I don't know if Michael Jordan ever did that.
No.
You know, Prince or the Beatles or
anybody. Figure out the way to get to your VIP areas and go there.
Oh, she loves her fans so much, she has to hide from them.
In popcorn crates.
There was children in that video, and she just ignored them.
You stayed in it. What happens if she passes gas in there? Does Taylor Swift not do that?
I don't think she does.
You're probably right.
But, okay. I mean, what if it like tips over or something?
Doesn't that make you think like, you got your most popular celebrity in the world is crouched down and stuffed into a box and is like, get me upstairs so I can watch my boyfriend.
She's like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, and everybody's still like, she's amazing.
Wait, where's Taylor?
Stuffed
she's,
in a box.
She's still in her box. She's not ready yet.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
It's Taylor.
No,
it's not. You're not here to see the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champs, and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and all that greatness. No, I'm here to look up in the press in the suite section and look at Taylor Swift.
Are you guys acting like you know what it's like to be Taylor Swift? What do you mean? No, I don't.
Exactly,
and I don't ever want to know what that's like.
Ever had your heart broken?
That's what she does.
There's like 15 songs about it.
She's poisoning the society.
She is trying to relate to an audience that she hasn't tapped into yet. The American male.
That's her last step.
That is
she
her
needs
last
one more fan.
Her
base.
Last mission of conquest.
And it's all of us curmudgeon-y, like, I drink my beer like this and I watch my games. Leave us alone with your pop stuff.
Well, then she's gonna reach back into her country roots a little bit, grab us all back in with her hometown, small town Taylor Swift songs, and then we'll be all like, oh yeah, when's the next Eras tour? Let's go.
Dixon says, I know Mr. Thursday Night is a big deal, but come on, man.
Thursday Night goes in the box on purpose.
I hide from people because I'm 0-3.
If anybody got an empty box,
I'm like the Frankenstein monster. I just want to hide, man. Get me away. They're attacking me because of anger.
Appliance stores for boxes.
Sarah in Johnstown. She's the queen of pop.
So
pop is not good, first off. So being the queen,
it's
something
is
I
just
don't care
a noise.
About.
It's not even a thing.
It's just...
It's just noise and
although
auto-tune.
we did do Boy Band Thursday.
Well, 90s different. Taylor Swift is not putting anything out that can top NSYNC.
Flying Dutchman, no. I don't even want to read that, but I will. What is Taylor Swift's most essential song? Look What You Made Me Do, Red, You Need to Calm Down, or The Story of Us? Next poll question.
Right now, it's,
I would
it's
like,
love story.
I, don't give this power, Angel. It's like,
I like
Voldemort.
Her old stuff.
You are speaking its name, and you are giving this power. I can't really knock him for doing the poll question, because on Twitter I threw out NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Everyone likes those, though.
Taylor Swift is like primetime to me. Like
Taylor's like Prime, and Prime's like Trump. Here we go.
The people that don't like primetime, it's not necessarily primetime. It's the fan craze around him that make it worse than it is. Like, you can just not like primetime, and you could live a happy life and be okay. But his fan base comes in and makes you hate primetime. Taylor Swift, I'm totally fine not listening to Look What You Made Me Do and Red and Need to Calm Down. Totally fine. But it's when people act like she's Jesus that I'm like, what are we doing here? They're stuffing her in a popcorn crate and rolling her around.
Jesus actually met his people and his followers.
Yeah, he would get out of the box.
Give handshakes and stuff.
Flying Dutchman says, get off my lawn because I don't like Taylor Swift. I don't understand the craze. It was annoying when Jessica Simpson was at Tony Romo games. And this is like that on steroids.
Tony Romo games, not Cowboys games.
Yeah, Tony Romo. She was there to support Tony Romo. And it was like every time they'd pan over to her, and she's like, oh my God, touchdown. Oh my God, I got tricked by the line.
Compare all of this to when you got glanced at by Sierra last year.
Nobody even attacked her. They didn't have to ship her around in a popcorn crate. She did glance at me, and I did look up at Big Al, and I'm like, what do you think that meant? You know, what do you think? But nobody even really, she just kind of walked in, and she just was, everyone's like, oh, there's Sierra, hi, we love you. And then she just kept walking. Dixon, Elvis, Michael Jackson, Taylor Swift, and Mr. Thursday Night. Which one doesn't belong? Taylor Swift. Although I'm not a big Elvis guy.
What?
And Michael Jackson's a creep, but I like a lot of his songs. It's hard for me to separate that. But good songs. I just 405, she's the queen of pop corn. Oh, that might have been a text of the day right there.
Very nice.
That was very good. Come on, what are we doing here? So they're like, are they going to? Okay, so Tanner came in here during the break, and I said, dude, movie idea / real life. We need to find a way to break up this relationship because it's going to be annoying to all of us. But then you and Tanner said, dude, if you try to break up this relationship, she's just going to write a song about it, and it's going to be like NFL stuff, and it's going to still be a big part of football lore now.
Well, you know, and depending on how the breakup goes, if she dumps Travis, you're going to tick off a bunch of Chiefs fans. Oh, you broke my tight end's heart.
Yeah. So
That's the soul of our team.
So Tanner said we need to actually do the opposite of that, figure out how to get them to get married so that there's no bad songs and blood songs.
Remember, Swifties go away because they're not new music.
They have no more fight anymore.
No one wants to hear Happy Taylor married songs.
No, there's no more fight. There's no more war. You've won, Taylor. Go on. Be happy with your life. You don't have to sing about boyfriends anymore.
You don't have to be single anymore.
How do we get them together for good? Like, they're obviously dating. How do we make them get married? How do we do this? Because you're right. That's what's going to stop this.
Every marriage needs a ring.
Okay.
I know Travis already has two.
Mm-hmm.
You need a third one.
Oh, you think if he wins a Super Bowl,
he will propose to Taylor Swift at the 50-yard
line. On the field, and then she will break down and start singing something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get married, they go away,
and then Travis goes away too.
And it's actually a double whammy. We get rid of the best tight end in the NFL, get them out of our conference, and they go move away, sail away somewhere. And then we don't ever have to hear any more Taylor Swift stuff. God, it's actually genius. It's actually genius. McLean, seems like T. Swift is addicted to attention. Oh, yeah. No question.
When you get this much attention since you were like 15, yeah, you kind of like become just a part of your life.
It's part of your life. Listen, I'm sure she's
hiding in boxes since I was in high school.
I'm sure she's a nice person and everything, but it's just, I don't know, man. It's annoying. Let's leave our stuff alone. Go to your stuff.
Gatekeeping sports.
Yes. We tried to keep politics out of sports. That didn't help. Now, can we keep Taylor Swift out of sports? Probably not. get the random text coming in. Three Ring Circus, maybe. Janet in Loveland. in 1 month, what will Kelce be saying to Swift? Know your role and shut your mouth. This is where we are now. That's what happened. That's how bad the Broncos game was, that we had to then watch the Chiefs game after the Broncos game, because that was the game that was available to everybody.
And actually, you turned that game off early because it was such a blowout.
It's true. But before, it was like 15 different camera angles and shots of Taylor Swift sitting with Travis Kelce's mom. I don't know. It seems like it's a pretty serious move. Sitting with the mom.
If that's their first or second date, you've already met the parents. You know, I imagine they had dinner at their house last night. It's getting pretty serious, you know.
There we go.
Homecoming dance is coming up soon. You gotta ask her to the dance.
Now we got Hooligans.
And she's actually performing that dance, too.
Yes. She's not a very good dancer, though, is she?
No.
That's what I hear.
She's not. Very un...
But she's a good singer,
not even uncoordinated. Huh? It's just awkward.
But she's a good singer?
That's subjective, sure. She can sing.
Like, she's a good singer. It's not all, like, robotic and crap like that.
I don't know
about
her range, but, I mean, it's she can sing a lot of songs for a couple of hours. That takes skill.
That's true.
Good vocal cords.
So Flying Dutchman's writing songs now. Or wait, is this an actual song? No, this is not. He's writing songs for her. First song goes like this, verse one. In the heart of the game, under stadium lights, there's a player who shines a star in my sights. He's got moves that could make your heart skip a beat. Travis Kelce, your touchdown can't be beat. Sounds like a cheerleader.
I mean, that's not bad. I think Flying Dutchman has a little bit of Taylor album in their library.
You know he's busting it right now. He's like, you know what? Screw Brady.
No, he's got the guitar out. He's strumming out a couple of chords. Like, yeah, that sounds good.
He starts crying. There's like a tear coming down. He's like, it's really good. She finally found happiness.
Travis Kelce, you're a touchdown. Can't be beat.
Wow. That's pretty damn good. You're challenging Dixon here. Dixon, sounding a little hypocritical considering... Russ is what? Why? I don't even know who Sierra is. I don't know a name. I don't know a song of hers. She walked up to me and smiled. That's all I'm saying. If Taylor Swift,
you were awestruck in that moment.
If Taylor Swift would have walked up to me and smiled, I'd have been like, "What do you think that meant?" Same exact thing. Have I ever listened to a Sierra? Is it Ciara or Sierra? I don't even know.
Sierra.
I've never listened to her songs. I stay in my lane. It's where I'm safe.
Is automatic, supersonic,
okay,
hypnotic.
Okay, I've heard
fresh.
That. I've heard that song. It's still not good. How am I hypocritical? All pop sucks. 18 minutes after one. It's the whole show. Powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
You know, when I looked at the schedule, I literally felt like this was going to be the toughest game of our first three as far as the opponent and being on the road and all that. So, I don't know. We came back at halftime. We were down by seven. And I told them to look at the guy on the right and left of them and tell them they had their back. And we played that way in the third quarter. You know, the offense fought back after getting stopped the first drive. And we went down a long drive and scored. And then the defense got the turnover. And so, you know, when we play together like that, we can really do some special things.
There's CSU head coach Jay Norvell as the Rams get the dub. One of the bright spots over the weekend. They win 31-23 over Middle Tennessee. On the road, tough environment. Not a tough environment. They're like full there. But Middle Tennessee's like they're typically a 6-7 win team. So that was a gritty, as Jay Norvell would call it, a gritty performance by this team. Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, or, you know, what's his face, as Brian calls him?
Tony Cannoli.
Tony Cannoli.
I don't think he's Italian.
I don't think so. But Nicolosi. Sounds like it. Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, 321 yards, two touchdowns, interception.
It is Italian.
I figured.
It's from Sicily.
Okay. I figured, you know, the way that ended in the vowel like that. Avery Morrow is, we don't know how serious that is, but that's a scary thing because you really want him to be involved in what you're doing. He had six carries for 20 yards.
Did they say what it was?
Yeah, Lytle shared this out. The details. It's not one of those that's like an obvious he's out for a long time. No updates yet on injuries to Avery Morrow and Kobe Johnson. So both of those guys were hurt.
Yeah, knee injury for Morrow and a back for Kobe Johnson.
So my guess is it's not like season ending or half season ending. It's at worst maybe going to be a game.
If it was major, you would know today.
We would know today. Probably would have known yesterday. So I'm hopeful, at least. I think that's good news. Dallin Holker, my Zvi Brewing player, the whole show player of the week. 11 receptions, 112 yards, and a touchdown. Torrey Horton had two touchdowns. Another monster game by him. So many NFL caliber guys on this roster. It's exciting to see. Now you look at, and then another, how about Mo Kamara? That guy, he had a touchdown. They tried to do a little wide receiver reverse. I can't remember who the receiver was that caused the fumble, but Mo Kamara picked it up, ran it in. He also had a sack. He was still everywhere on the field. Had a tackle for loss. That guy's a pro. He'll be at the next level, too. And then good for Henry Blackburn. You know, he came in the game. He played well. He had four tackles in that game. All the crap that he's been going through, probably just nice to get out on the football field.
I was going
to
ask if you paid any attention to him specifically.
Oh, what the camera angle would allow us to pay attention to.
I've seen that a couple of times. Oh. I flip over there.
Oh.
I don't think that's Memphis's main camera angle, but that normally happens when the main cameras go down, so you got to use the backup ones, which are on the top of the
stadium. And they couldn't keep up with the play. So
no.
Ball would be
it
in the air.
It was one play. It was like a fake handoff, and he followed the running back like 5 yards. And he's like, oh, wait. The play's on the other side of the field.
And it's just like this slow, shaky fade up. Oh, there he is.
You can't just like yank the camera up.
Yep. And then like Torrey Horton had a touchdown catch. The ball's in the air, and we're just still staring at the air. And then finally we go over, and there's Torrey Horton, and he's like, yeah, yeah. Didn't see the catch. They didn't show the replay on the Mo Kamara touchdown either. Like, didn't see that. And the zooms were really off. Like, they were so blurry. It was giving me a headache. Like, I was getting physically sick just watching the game. So I had asked the question. I was like, is this how ESPN Plus is all the time?
No.
Didn't seem like the UNC one was like that.
No. Theirs are usually pretty good.
Yeah, this was bad. So
there wasn't like a storm in the area. Like normally if there's like a storm, they'll take the highest camera people down.
Wasn't your Alabama game that was on national TV the other day, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, so when there's
like a high school camera.
When there's a rain delay, they can only use one camera for safety reasons. So they can't send the crews up to stand on their cameras. They have to take them down. So
you could barely see any of the numbers. It was like a high school, like old school high school tape.
I've had to watch a couple Bama games like that, and it's not fun.
Yeah, that was rough, but that was such a big win for CSU. I think I tweeted something out, like what I learned this week. Air Force is a dog, just a flat-out dog. Wyoming doesn't quit. UNC, work to do. CSU, I put, changing the culture. That's how I feel about CSU. That CU game was something. They lose, but still something. Go on the road after a draining performance, a draining game, and everything that came after that, and find a way to beat Middle Tennessee. That's a culture-changing win. Now, how do you follow that up? But that was a big win. We said the pressure was on CSU. Got to find a way to win after showing up, at least, against the Colorado Buffaloes. And you did. That was a big one. So congratulations to Colorado State. More text on the. Don't encourage him. Oh, on the singing thing. Tanner texts in. They rented out a restaurant. Allegedly, Taylor Swift paid for everyone's meal so they could have the restaurant. Just her and Kelsey?
Mm-hmm.
So she went in, paid for everybody's meal, told them to get the hell out. And this is our house now.
Hey, Taylor, I just got my drink.
I'm just relaxing here. I'm going to make a night of it. You know, hanging out. Oh, I got to go? Oh, you're paying? Still would like to hang out.
You have that much money. Couldn't you hire a chef and make you whatever you wanted?
I don't. You probably could go anywhere. No, the Chiefs party, Tanner says.
Oh.
The Chiefs rented out a restaurant to party after beating Chicago? What?
Oh, because, yo, Travis got a girlfriend. Oh, we got to celebrate.
Is this going to catch up to him? Is this a bad thing?
Mm-mm.
Is this bad for the Chiefs?
Oh, well, I mean, you're distracting the quarterback, and maybe.
Well, now the focus isn't on Patrick Mahomes' situation.
Yeah, I mean, how does Mahomes perform without, you know, the pressure of his brother and his wife on him?
Like, she's probably like, what the hell?
Patrick's probably thanking Travis.
I was watching a clip from the...
Brittany's been so quiet lately, Travis.
I was watching a clip from that documentary. It's Brittany. And so it's during the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes is hurt, right? He's mad, you know? He goes in the locker room to get checked out. And they go to her up in the booth, and she goes, he's not mad at anybody. He's just mad because he's hurt. I'm like, yeah. No,
I think everybody understands that.
Thank you.
I can't read body language.
He's not mad at anybody. Nobody made him mad. He's just mad because he's hurt, guys. You know? Thank you for that. Thank you. I thought he was pissed at somebody. It looked like he was mad. That maybe he and Reed got into an argument somehow while he's limping off the field. Yeah, I don't know. Is it a lot of superstars? Dixon's calling me a hypocrite. Kansas City's got a lot of superstars around him now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if Sierra's going to be showing up to any Broncos games in the future. I didn't mean to say future there. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that her? That was her.
Mm-hmm. That's one of Russ's other kids' baby daddies.
Okay. Boy, it was how bad was the loss that the Broncos suffered over the weekend?
Historically?
The worst defensive performance I've ever seen in Broncos history. Most yards allowed by a wide margin. Most offensive touchdowns allowed. And this is for the Broncos. A mercy decision by the opposing head coach away from the most points ever. I mean, the yard discrepancy. Just look at the. It's just ugly, man.
It wasn't like it was, you know, the Dolphins had a few, like, methodical drives where they kind of just, you know, dinked their way down the field. But there were a couple of times where they just broke away. You know, obviously, Tyreek wide open, the A-chain run where he didn't get tackled, one of Mostert's runs where he hit the middle and then went outside, no tackling. I mean, just poor defense.
I mean, just look at this team stats. You go down the list. Amazing things. 726 yards to the Broncos, 363. They each had 14 drives in this game. 71 total plays for the Dolphins, 59 for the Broncos. Yards per play, 10.2. So they were getting a first down every time they snapped the ball. The Broncos, 6. Passed for 376 yards, ran for 350. The Broncos ran for 69. Red zone, perfect, 6 for 6. No turnovers. Ugh. Just absolutely. I mean, 14-7, you're thinking, okay, you know, Broncos go down, maybe put something together. They can do this here, make it interesting. And they were moving the ball in that first half.
I'd say, like, you know, 21-10. Before, you know, and the Dolphins just went for it on 4th and 1. That was
prime
opportunity to score points, get the ball out of halftime and score again and make that a 3-point game.
It absolutely was, and you didn't do anything with it. You end up losing yards and have to punt. And that is just, this is the mark of a bad football team right now. A really bad football team, perhaps historically bad. And it's just ironic, Angel, that you have Sean Payton, one of our little red flag notes, was that he had called out Hackett and said it was the worst coaching job he'd ever seen. Well, was that the worst coached game in the history of the NFL? That's got to be up there.
Just looking at that possession right after that on downs play, it was a penalty on McGlinchey, a short pass to Sutton for 1 yard, Javonte Williams for -3, and then a Russell incomplete pass to Mims.
Mm-hmm.
And then a punt. The penalty killed that drive immediately.
Yeah. And that's what keeps happening with this team. Penalties. Not getting the play in. And again, you can blame Russ if you want, and it's probably true, but you got to figure something out, man. Simplify it more, because it keeps happening.
7 penalties for 46 yards.
Two of them took touchdowns away. And Brandon Johnson, who I like, and I hope he can overcome that, but he took two touchdowns off of the board. And it for a team that desperately needs good things to happen. It's just really, really troubling, man, seeing this team the way it is. And Sean Payton, the alarms are going off. I mean, the red flags no more. It's like flat-out alarms. And Russell Wilson's not the problem, but he's not really the answer. I don't know what the answer is.
No, I mean, you would look for Russ to be the stabilizer in this sense. And, you know, you're not going to fault him because he's playing better. He's not doing ridiculous Russ stuff that he was doing last year. It's just the team around him isn't elevating at all.
Well, I also feel like Sean Payton has taken every opportunity to put down Russell Wilson in a weird way.
Is that an overreaction to last year?
Yeah, he said, I mean, I don't even have any of the quotes in front of me, but some of the stuff that he said.
No more kissing babies.
No more I told Russ, stop doing all that stuff. You know, stop being you, basically. And I'm not saying that that was wrong. It's just you don't air that out to the public to know that you said that.
Well, I think you can do that to a certain extent. And then when Russ shows you he can play better, it's okay. You can be a little more lax if you want. But keep up that level of play. As long as you play well, we don't care.
Do you think Russ likes Sean Payton?
I think he has a high level of respect for him. I think their relationship as a coach and a head coach is still being ironed out.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some instances where where I don't know if Payton trusts Russ or even trusts himself to execute a play in a big situation.
Do you think Sean wants this to work out with Russ?
Honestly, no.
I have a weird feeling on that.
It doesn't feel as such maybe as a supportive relationship as you'd want it to be right now, especially with two veterans that get this business and how it works.
Yeah.
You know, and it's because of the contracts and all that. Sean has an out this year. If it doesn't work out this year, all right, we can get you your guy, whatever that looks like next year.
Yeah.
Russ is, you have to show me something or have to cut you to save us money.
Yeah,
we're not even
Sean
saving
Payton
money.
Sean Payton is safe. There's nothing that's going to happen. He could lose, Brian asked this morning, he could lose every game this year. He's safe. Hackett wasn't. Sean is. You traded a first rounder. You have to see this through. He has the pedigree. He has the resume to back him up. Hackett didn't. Flying Dutchman, I haven't caught the whole show today. The whole show or the whole show?
The whole show.
I hate myself. Have you talked about the 100 watch for the Rockies? Yikes. I have, kind of. What's more to talk about? I hope they lose 100.
Well, they're off today, so that won't happen today. But they do play the Dodgers.
Oh, they got 5 more games left? They need one more loss?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Rockies, come on. They're going to win out the rest of the season.
Well, now I hope that
they
happens.
Get stuck at 99.
Now I kind of hope that happens because everybody's all in on the 100 train.
Pomfret will come out. See, told you we were nearly as bad as you thought.
You guys thought I couldn't do it. I don't know why he sounds like George Bush, but he does in my mind now. Actually, Dick Monfort's kind of got that deeper. Oh, I'm Dick Monfort. You guys didn't think we could do it. We didn't lose 100, idiots.
You didn't win 500.
Sounds
either.
Like Snape, kind of. Dick Monfort kind of sounds like Snape.
Woodward.
Or, yeah, like a mix between those two guys. That would be hilarious. They win enough. They just lose 99. And Dick Monfort's got the end of the season press conference. He's got a little smirk, a little swagger. Like Vince McMahon walking in there. WWE style.
Thought you had me for a second.
Yeah, guess what? Joke's on you. 100 losses is not in our dictionary, bro. Not happening here. We demand too much of ourselves. Golly. Big 99. All right. Colorado Grit. You guys have been hearing so much about the Colorado Grit. They got a home game. Home stand coming up this weekend. Dude, my boy, Eric Lacroix. Former Colorado Avalanche, David Clarkson, former NHL star. They are putting their time, energy, money, effort into the Colorado Grit. Every time I've talked to hockey people, they're like, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I kind of went there. I was like, hey, what is this, like junior hockey? I don't know. Bam, they leave and they're blown away. So September 29th at 7 p.m. at the Ice House. And then Saturday, September 30th at 3:45, you can buy tickets at Colorado Grit. hockey.com. But Angel, I have, what do I have? A pair of tickets that I can give away? And you get to choose what you want. I have two pairs. We can do a four-pack. How about that? Let's do a four-pack. You get to choose which game you want to go to, but here's the I need your name and your email address. That way we can send it over to them, and they can send you your tickets so you'll be ready to go. Dude, try this out. It's a heck of an opportunity.
We've given out 8 tickets on the airways today.
And so people are pumped about this.
So there's a likelihood that you know 8 people that are going to be at this game.
Yeah, and they're going to have a blast. And this is a fun environment. Downtown Greeley at the Greeley Ice House. Make Greeley freaking fun. Greeley Grit. The Colorado
Grit. They're
not
having fun in Denver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could go spend $4 million watching the Broncos lose, or you could go spend, like, not a whole heck of a lot and watch some really fun hockey. Caller number... I was trying to think of a significant number based on the Broncos-Dolphins thing.
20.
Well, I was going to do 50.
7.
Let's do caller number... Caller number
8. For the number of bathrooms in Russell Wilson's house.
There you go. Caller number 8 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Caller number 8. You're going to get a 4-pack to go see the Colorado Grit in action. And your choice. You can either go Friday night or you can go Saturday afternoon. We just need your email. Caller 8, 970-353-1310. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
I want to thank Lemons Heating and Cooling. Free estimates are available right now. Like right now. Go to their website, lemonsheatingandcooling.com. You can call them, 970-567-0798. That is Lemons Heating and Cooling. Texter from the 970, I don't like Sean Payton's egotistical demeanor. Not sure he is the man for the job. All the red flags are now... This is why we took notes on this, Angel. Yeah, yeah. Because last year I vowed to never do this again. We ignored the red flags. We came out later and said, maybe those were red flags. You know, the Sierra, the Star Wars stuff, and all these weird things he was doing, and no preseason. Maybe. Now, we called him out. We said, if there's an issue with Sean Payton, we can go right back to this timeline and go, this is when we knew. Not that anything can happen. I mean, you're in this now. You signed him to whatever, a 5-year deal. You traded picks for him. This is not ending anytime soon. And again, if this were just a regular situation, I would not say fire a guy after going 0-3. However, I was on a station in Denver last year, and I was laughed at in the studio for saying, well, what if Hackett only wins 2 games or 3 games and they're really, really bad? Should they fire? No, hell no. That's so bad. That's so stupid. You were not going to do that. I suggested in the worst case scenario, and it happened. Worst case scenario for the Broncos, they lose every game. They're not firing Sean Payton. They've invested too much, and it's not just money. The Walton Penner Group has money. They're not worried about money. It's the picks that you traded, and that would be a terrible look.
Well, the reality is this isn't George Payton's team. It's not even Russell Wilson's team. It's Sean Payton's team.
Yeah, and to be fair, he's going to have some more time to build this, but... You don't have a lot of the draft. Now, they have a first-round pick. They have their own first-round pick, but they don't have a second-round pick.
I don't think anyone would blame him if he decided to rebuild it.
No, I'm at the point now where you tear this thing down.
Like, to the studs.
Yeah. Like, Patrick Surtain, I love him. I love a good cornerback. Maybe the best cornerback in the game. I don't know if you can say that right now. But he's good, and he didn't have a good game yesterday. But do you trade him? Can you get a first-round? Is he still a first-round pick?
I think so.
You get a first-round pick.
If not a second that you desperately need.
You trade Justin Simmons.
Yep.
You get a third-round pick.
Well, maybe second, maybe.
Maybe. You keep McGlinchey. You keep Zach Allen, maybe, because you just got him. You need to get young guys that don't know about the losing culture.
I think you also need a completely revamped receiving core.
And a tight end. Yep. You know, I mean... if you're going to get two first-round picks, let's say you do, you start looking at quarterback and I would say a tight end. Because what's happening in Kansas City? Mm-hmm. Quarterback and a tight end, and then everything else follows in line. That's what proved to be such a big thing for this team.
And if you want to have a focus on running the ball, which you would need if you have a young quarterback and you have a good running back already, you boost up that O-line. Don't do what the Bears are doing. Actually help your O-line and help your young quarterback if that's the path you take, and build your team from there.
Well, and you have a left guard that you like in Ben Powers, and you have a right tackle, and maybe Cushion Berry works out. Left tackle Garrett Bowles, that's part of the... He even said it, but that's part of the losing culture, man.
You
that's,
have to get those guys out because they don't know how to win.
They don't know how to win at this level. They just don't. And I know that sounds like a really weird thing to say, but they just don't. They don't know how to win. They don't know what that looks like. And I hate that for some of those guys. Justin Simmons is one of the nicest guys you'll meet. I've talked to him several times, and he's a nice guy. He's a great player. But it's not working.
Could you get anything for Jerry Jeudy?
You can't get a first rounder, right? You can't get a second. Can you get a second rounder? Second or
maybe,
third?
Maybe a third, but more probably a fourth.
And at that point, to me, it's not worth trading him for a fourth round pick. But maybe because you're.
But is he a part of that losing culture?
He's been. It's already year. Was it year three or year four for him?
You know where he comes from. The success he had in college compared to the NFL. That's not Jerry Jeudy. I know that's not him.
No, it's all... And then you just get to the point where it's like, oh, this is just... I guess this is just my career. Trade Simmons, P. Ryan, Gregory Bowles, and any other average starter. But you can't really get anything for those guys. Justin Simmons, maybe.
The two things you have to do with these trades is you would have to get draft picks, and you have to, you know, cushion out your cap space. You have to free up cap space so you can sign one or two big free agents. And you have to get draft picks so you can build up your young team.
Yeah. It's something's got to be done because you can't just keep going about it this way. 150 the time. What did we learn coming up next? It's the whole show powered by Chevron here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this 25th day of September? I learned that it's pretty bad in Denver. It's pretty bad. You know, CU gets the, I think they get the luxury of saying still at the end of the day, it's a new coach with a new team. A lot of these players do not play at this level. You get that. The Broncos don't get those excuses. You have a Super Bowl winning quarterback and a Super Bowl winning coach, and you just got blasted. And that's the talk of the town. It's Taylor Swift and Broncos losing by 50. You're right up there. And that is not where you want to be. The Broncos are in Rockies territory right now. I have a feeling fans are getting complacent. And they're just like, oh, that's the Broncos for you. I'm going to go do something else. Saturday was so fun for me. Watching college football at night. I watched the CSU game, Angel. And then I switched it over to Ohio State and Notre Dame. It was fun. It was fun. And then I go Sunday, and it's like, just more of this. More of this that we've seen with the Broncos for 7 years, and it's so sad. It's so sad. What'd you learn today?
I learned a lot about Jacob Sermon and the UNC Bears. Obviously a tough loss. But as Jacob said, this team does feel like they are close, and every game they've improved. Obviously, you got to just, like we talk with the Broncos, you have to learn and relearn how to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, you know, they have a good mentality about that. I love what he said about, you know, the mentality of hanging their heads, that it's not on the coaches, it's on the players. Because these guys know what that's like. They've hung their heads for a long time. They're not doing that this year. So I appreciate that perspective from Jacob there.
Yeah. Now, hopefully they can find a way to get some positives, too. Because it'd be cool if they could really start to build up something there.
I mean, the headspace, the mentality, all of it's there. You just got to start putting it together on the field.
You got to start seeing the ball go through the hoop, man. And that's CSU
Give
did
it to
that.
The running backs, please.
CSU did that over the weekend. Yeah, and getting UNC's got a good run game. Maybe they have something they can build on for the rest of the season. Still, plenty of opportunities in front of the UNC Bears. Weber State, maybe that's a winnable game. I mean, they got smoked by Montana State.
It's at home. I think it's like Latino Heritage weekend.
And they think it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, too. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So
nice weather.
Nice weather. Fall is here and decent weather still. I got to love it. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. We'll have the Jack Howell Show for you. A lot of fun talking about a W with Mr. Howell. So can't wait for that. And so much more. We'll see if we can catch up with Zach Stevens of DMVR Broncos, get more insight there. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.